I'm Mike Robertson with your sports here at ECNN. And high school football in the Class 4 state quarterfinals last night, the West Plains Zizzers saw their season come to an end as they lose to Hannibal 41-12. Congratulations to the Zizzers on a great season, finishing up at 9-3. In Arkansas, the defending state champion Salem Greyhounds advance in the state tournament with a win on Friday. They beat Newport 40-20. Walnut Ridge lost to Mansfield in 3A football action, 31-22. The Mountain Home Bombers season ended in Class 6A as they lost to Benton in a shootout, 63-49. Today in Missouri, there's three games locally in Class 1 in the state quarterfinals that their Bobcats host Tipton. Head coach Briar Hancock talks about the similarities of these two teams.
I think we match up pretty well with what we do. We're fairly similar offensively with our style, and you know, they have some key pieces like we do, and can hurt you in the passing game if you're kind of sucked inside trying to stop the run, and you know, just really, really similar to what we try to do offensively. And then defensively, you know, they pursue extremely well, you know, and I'd like to think we do too, and do those little things right, and that's the makings of two good football teams that's about to play here on Saturday.
Kickoff is at noon, pregame at 11:30, Friday Night Lights, Saturday edition, starts at 11 o'clock on K-Country 95. In the Class 2 state quarterfinals, Liberty will host Lamar. Class 3, it will be Mountain Grove at home with Seneca. College basketball last night, Malik Ewan scored 21 points in 14 minutes off the bench to lead seven Arkansas Razorback players in double figures as the 21st-ranked Hogs routed Jackson State 115-61. Carter Knox had 17 points, 10 rebounds. DJ Wagner added 16 points. Billy Richmond III finished with 14. Malik Thomas scored 13 off the bench. And fellow freshman Darius Acuff Jr. and Isaiah Seeley had 10 points apiece. The Arkansas State men's basketball fell behind early and could not recover as they lose 100-69 to SMU at the Moody Coliseum. T.J. Caldwell led the Red Wolves with 20 points. Christian Harmon joined him in double figures with 16. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies get a big win as they rout Missouri University JV 112-74. Today, Missouri State West Plains will host Natural Park College, and Missouri State will host the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. College football today at 11 o'clock, the 21st-ranked Missouri Tigers are in Oklahoma to take on the 8th-ranked Sooners. At 1, Missouri State's at Kennesaw State, and at 2:30, Arkansas is at number 17, Texas. NFL action on Sunday, the Kansas City Chiefs host the Indianapolis Colts. Kickoff is at noon, pregame at 11 on K-Country 95. High school basketball from yesterday. Mountain Home a winner over Rogers, 67-61. Viola lost to Westside Greer's Ferry, 49-40. Mountain View, Arkansas beat Cave City, 53-50. Girls, it was Mountain View over Cave City, 66-30. Batesville beat Pea Ridge, 72-68. And Greer's Ferry Westside defeated Viola, 73-67. Busy day of basketball today. The Highland Classic gets underway at the Highland Gym. At 10 o'clock, Calico Rock Boys play Ridgefield Christian. 11:30, Salem Girls play Stone Hendricks. At 1 o'clock, Mammoth Spring Girls play Corning. At 2:30, Mammoth Spring Boys play Corning. At 4 o'clock, Highland Girls play Viola. And at 5:30, Highland Boys play Viola. Other games today, Isser County Boys play Farmington. Melbourne Boys and Girls play Cedar Ridge. Batesville Boys play Prairie Grove. Walnut Ridge Girls play Wynn. And Isser County Girls play Bergman. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.